This is a Davin Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson counties, with your K-State Research and Extension report. Weaning is when the milk is removed from the diet of a young animal. Usually, but not always, it coincides with separation of the young from their dam. Weaning age can vary greatly in sheep and goats, from as early as 14 days to more than 4 months of age. Lambs have been successfully weaned as early as 14 days, kids as early as 28 days. Early weaning is usually defined as weaning prior to 90 days of age, with 60 days of age being the most common. Late weaning is the most common practice as it is less stressful to lambs and kids and the risk of ewes and does developing mastitis is reduced. Late weaning usually allows producers to take advantage of available forage to finish their lambs and kids. Pasture gains are often more economical than those achieved on hay and grain diets, and management is simpler as females and offspring can be maintained in a single group for a longer period of time. However, late-weaned lambs and kids are more likely to be affected by parasites, and summer temperatures may reduce weight gain. Depending upon species, breed, and age at weaning, it may also be necessary to castrate or remove male offspring earlier. Late weaning is most commonly associated with spring lambing and kidding and pasture lambing and kidding. Regardless of weaning age, efforts should be made to reduce stress at the time of weaning. Creep feeding can help reduce stress of early weaning. The diet of lambs and kids should not be drastically changed 2 weeks before or after weaning. Vaccinations and other management tasks should be performed at least 2 weeks prior to weaning. Recently weaned lambs and kids are very vulnerable to coccidiosis. Coccidia statins should be administered in the feed or water prior to and after weaning. Early weaned lambs and kids should have received their first vaccination for overeating disease and tetanus prior to weaning. The second vaccine should be given 4 weeks after the first. To prevent mastitis in early weaned ewes and does, high quality feed should be removed from the female's diet prior to weaning. By the time weaning occurs, females should be consuming a low quality forage diet. Some producers will restrict water intake to help halt milk production in the female. Recently weaned ewes and does should not be turned out to lush pasture. Poor producing females should be removed from the flock after weaning. It may pay to improve their body condition prior to taking them to the sale barn. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been a Davin Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension report.